Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27, the Amplified Bible states this: "Leave no such room or foothold for the devil. Give no opportunity to him." How does Satan gain a foothold of oppression in a person's life? We're going to talk about that today as we study the subject of how to live free from oppression. We live in a world where we can see the oppression of Satan on people's lives all around us. This very morning, the headlines of the Los Angeles Times blasted another story about how a student had gone into a high school and sprayed the campus with bullets, shooting and wounding students and teachers alike. How does Satan get a foothold in a person's life where they will literally be under his dominion? The word oppression can be defined as having domination over, to have power of Satan exercised over, or to be dominated by the influence of the demonic. How does Satan gain a foothold of oppression in a person's life, whether it's a small foothold or a great foothold? This oppression will affect the life and the life choices that a person makes every day. How to live free from oppression is the title of our study this week. Satan looks for a place in a person's life that he can build a stronghold, but he starts out just trying to get a foothold, as it says in Ephesians 4:27. What kind of a place does he build a stronghold? It's not a geographic place, but instead it's a place in a person's life. In Ephesians 4:27, the King James Version says, "Give no place to the devil." And that word "place" from the original Greek language means a spot, a space, but limited by occupancy. It's a location, a home, or it means an opportunity. So give no opportunity for the enemy, or give no space, or give him no location to operate. A stronghold, on the other hand, which is what Satan is seeking to build in a person's life, he wants a stronghold from which he can completely operate. A stronghold could be defined, and it's used in 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 to 5, but it's well defined in Francis Frangipani's book, The Three Battlegrounds. He says this: "A demonic stronghold is any type of thinking that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, thereby giving the devil a secure place of influence in an individual's thought life." I'll repeat that. A demonic stronghold is any type of thinking that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, thereby giving the devil a secure place of influence in an individual's thought life. Satan looks for a place in a person's life where he can eventually build a stronghold, where he can find a secure place of influence in an individual's thought life. Because if Satan can find a place of influence in someone's thought life, he'll be able to give directions. He'll be able to influence their thinking and their choices. And certainly that is his goal. God's goal, of course, for every person is that an individual would surrender his life, his heart, his spirit, soul, and body to the Lord God himself, allowing the Holy Spirit to be the one who influences his life, his thought life, his heart, his emotions, every part of him, his spirit. And yet Satan is always looking in the earth for someone that he can work through. Satan and his demons are disembodied spirits. They don't have physical bodies, and yet they want to operate and influence in a world that we live in that's very physical. The earth is a physical location. In order to operate in the earth, Satan and his demons have to look for a body to work through in order to operate in the earth. In Luke 11:24, Jesus explained that demon spirits literally seek to re-enter a person from whom they've been expelled if they are allowed to. In Luke 8:31 to 32, we see the very well-known story where the demons are asking Jesus to be allowed to enter pigs when they were cast out of the Gadarene man. Satan is looking for somebody to work through in order to operate in the earth. But do you realize that Satan will and can even oppress Christians if he is allowed access? Many Christians do not believe that this is possible. And yet, I ask you this question, then why would the Apostle Paul warn the Ephesian Christians not to allow the devil to get a foothold in Ephesians 4:27? Leave no such room or foothold for the devil, give no opportunity to him. Why would he warn Christians not to let the devil get a foothold if a foothold could not be gained there? If no foothold or access could be gained by the devil, there would have been absolutely no need for that warning. And another example that shows to me very clearly that Satan will oppress or influence even a Christian if he's allowed that access, and it's seen clearly in Matthew 16:23. Jesus responds to Peter, his closest disciple, by saying, "Get thee behind me, Satan," because of something that Peter had said to him. Now, obviously, Peter, the very devoted disciple, right-hand man of Jesus, was able to be influenced by Satan, and he spoke out under that influence. Jesus said, "You're not speaking the things of God." And he rebuked him by saying, "Get thee behind me, Satan." He could see that Satan was trying to influence through Peter. And Peter, for that moment, for whatever reason, was able to be influenced in his thought life. We have to be wise enough to recognize that Satan will attempt to influence and oppress even a Christian if he's allowed the access. Well, how do we keep ourselves free from the oppression of the enemy in our own lives? Well, the scriptures give us a clear understanding in 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 5, that the strongholds of Satan are unregenerated thought systems that are in direct rebellion and disobedience to the Word of God. Do you have a certain way of thinking, and maybe you don't even realize it, that's unregenerated, meaning it hasn't been renewed by the Word of God so that it's in agreement with the Word of God? You may have ways of thinking. If you thought, for instance, that Satan could never oppress a Christian, you can understand that you can have thought patterns that don't agree with Scripture. 2 Corinthians 10:4 and 5 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not physical, weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow of strongholds, inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God, and we lead every thought away captive into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One." That is 2 Corinthians 10:4 to 5 in the Amplified Translation. Rebellion in our hearts or thought life that does not line up with the Word of God is an open door to the enemy of your soul to influence you to think like he thinks instead of thinking like God thinks. It's very important that we recognize that the strongholds of Satan are very simply unregenerated thought systems or unrenewed ways of thinking. Ways of thinking in our lives that do not line up with the Word of God. Because things in our own thought life that don't line up with the Word of God are, in essence, rebellion and disobedience to the Word of God, even if we don't recognize it. Satan is allowed to build a stronghold in an individual's thought life because of their own agreement with him. Amos 3:3 says, "Can two walk together except that they be agreed?" Satan cannot have a stronghold in your thought life unless you're in agreement with something that he says. I would never agree with the devil. Satan is much more subtle than we often recognize. And some of the thought patterns that we have may sound even religious, and yet they don't line up with Scripture. And so you find yourself unwittingly in agreement with what Satan would say instead of what the Word of God would say. Romans 6:16 says, "Don't you know when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey?" Romans 6:16. Agreement with the enemy's way of thinking or with the thoughts of Satan is a way that Satan can build a stronghold or get a foothold in an individual's thought life. And oftentimes this is done simply through ignorance of the individual. Hosea 4:6 warns us, "My people," referring to the people of God, "are destroyed for a lack of knowledge." What kind of lack of knowledge? Lack of knowledge of spiritual principles, of the way the kingdom of God operates, of the word of God. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, "Lest Satan should get an advantage of us," the apostles talking to Christians, "lest Satan should get an advantage of us, we are not ignorant of his devices." Satan has devices he wants to use against you as a Christian. If you're not a Christian, he has devices he's using on you every single day because he's influencing your thought life in ways that don't line up with the Word of God. That's all the time we have for today. If you're interested in more study on this subject, Hidden with Christ Ministries is offering an 8-tape series called How to Live Free from Oppression for any donation of $30 or more to this radio ministry. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious day. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners Supply Keepers. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.